All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. In the midst of All-Star Weekend in the NBA, there is a possibility that the Houston Rockets could be trading center Dwight Howard. Now, Howard is in the midst of his third season with the Rockets, and it is his 12th season overall in Houston, and throughout his, pardon me, his 12th season overall in the NBA, rather. But for Howard's 12-year NBA career, this is a guy that was the first overall pick of the 2004 NBA draft by the Orlando Magic. And throughout his NBA career, he has averaged 18 points per contest along with nearly 13 rebounds. But, I mean, Dwight Howard has always been a guy that has never tried to be the guy. He has potential, but it's just not his bag. I mean, this is a guy, he's an 8-time All-Star, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. He did help the Orlando Magic reach the NBA Finals in 2009, but it's something where Howard has never wanted to be the guy, and I think he felt comfortable in coming to the Houston Rockets where he can play that sidekick role to shooting guard James Harden. Now, after the Rockets did make the Western Conference Finals last year, the expectations for this team were through the roof this season. They never got off to the right foot. It resulted in Kevin McHale being fired as the team's head coach. The Rockets are still struggling. They are 27-28 at the break, and they're currently in ninth place in the Western Conference. And at this point, for all intents and purposes, even if the Rockets are able to get it going, you look at them being in the bottom half of the playoff seeding out west, and on top of that, there's a big possibility of them either facing the Golden State Warriors, San Antonio Spurs, or Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round, and the Rockets simply don't match up well with any of those teams, to the point that if they won one game in a series against one of those respective teams, it would be a lot. The Rockets have lacked leadership all season long, and it's something that Harden or Howard have not been able to fill that void. And I'll tell you like this, Dwight Howard simply is not a leader, and that's not a slight on him. It's just the reality. I mean, he's been in the league 12 years. What you see from him is what you're going to get. It's not going to change, and there's not going to be some magical potion that he's going to take and change who he is at this point of his career. Now, you hear the reports about Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, along with Howard's agent and Dan Fagan, trying to get something done as far as getting the center out of Houston. And for me, the teams that would make most sense to have Dwight Howard's services for the remainder of the season, you look at the Toronto Raptors. This is a team, they are leading the Atlantic Division by 4.5 games over the Boston Celtics. They're 3 games back of the Cleveland Cavaliers for the best record in the Eastern Conference. And this is a Raptors team that is dominated by their backcourt of DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. It's something where that's good enough to win games in the regular season, but they need more size in their front court. Granted, like I said before, Howard's not going to be a consistent back-to-the-back scorer, but what he can be is a defensive presence along with being a rebounder and shot blocker. So that's something right there for the Raptors to look at. You look at the Indiana Pacers, who are currently 6th in the Eastern Conference, and they've gone to more of the small ball theme this year. They've even had Paul George move from small forward to power forward, but it's still a situation. You know that it's Paul George's team in Indiana, but you still need a guy that can clean up the boards and block shots, and that's something that Howard can do. Would he be motivated? That would be the million-dollar question. The same can be said about the Miami Heat. The Heat right now are right ahead of the Pacers in the East. They have the 5th best record, and Miami's desperate to get back to what they were during the 4-year run with LeBron James. Now, don't get me wrong, putting Dwight Howard in Miami is not going to make them a championship contender like they were a few years ago. But it's something where they can have a guy that could clean up the boards. You have a power forward in Chris Bosh that is playing more of a perimeter game now at this point in his career. And Pat Riley just loves veterans that can go out there and get it done. Now, the Heat do have the leadership to put around a guy in Dwight Howard in order for him to stay on his toes for 48 minutes during the game. Now, if there were to be a trade between the Heat and the Rockets, I can guarantee you that it would more than likely include Miami sending Hassan Whiteside back to Houston. Whiteside has put up tremendous numbers this year on the rebounding side, as well as blocking shots, as he's leading the league in block shots this season with nearly 4 blocks per contest. But the Heat are beginning to become frustrated with his attitude, and they might be ready to ship him out of town. And it's something where if there's anybody out there that's going to get the best out of Dwight Howard, it's going to be Heat president Pat Riley. And the final fit is the Dallas Mavericks. You look at a team right here, and this is a long shot due to the fact that the Rockets and Mavericks are in the same division and same state for that matter. The Mavericks are currently in 6th place out west. Of course, you saw everything that happened last summer when things fell through, when the Mavs thought that they were going to sign free agent center DeAndre Jordan, and it did not happen. And you look at an owner for the Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban. He wants stars. He wants guys who are going to go out there and have a certain command with them on the court, but it's just a matter of Dwight Howard being mentally dialed in. And I'll tell you like this, just for the sake of argument, if Dwight Howard were to go to the Mavericks, if there's one team that's not going to put up with his on-again, off-again attitude, it would definitely be Dallas. But at the same time, I would not be surprised to see a guy like Mark Cuban take a chance. What happens? I'm not sure exactly where Dwight Howard is going to end up, but I can guarantee you one thing. I don't see him finishing this NBA season in a Houston Rockets uniform. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the second half of the NBA season. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.